Jimmy Martin is a bluegrass cult figure, a singer and guitarist who's played crucial songs with legends of the field like Bill Monroe, but who was never invited to appear on country music's premier showcase, the Grand Ole Opry. Now a new DVD has been released, a documentary of Martin's life, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it pays the man his proper due, and then some.
I was born way down, Lord, in the Southland. Hang on, children. I ran away for the first time. When I was 4 years old, I'm a freeborn man.
Jimmy Martin is a short little banty rooster of a man, born in 1927 in the hills of Sneedville, Tennessee. Prone to wearing a bright red or even a red plaid cowboy hat jammed on his head. The title of director George Gale's film, King of Bluegrass, The Life and Times of Jimmy Martin, may overstate the case as to Martin's placement in the musical firmament, but he's just playing off Martin's own self-evaluation. Many of us would argue with Martin that Ralph Stanley or Martin's first employer, Bill Monroe, could vie for the title of King of Bluegrass. Nonetheless, the film gets the spirit, life, and times down in a vivid way. Whether Martin is making music on stage or out in the woods with his dog, treeing a squirrel, we get it all straight from the man's mouth.
Then I got fired on the job. I was a-singing too much, and everybody said I couldn't sing. So they fired me for singing on the job. So I went down to the Grand Ole Opry and met Bill Monroe and sung a couple of songs with him, and he hired me. Then I went back to Morristown, Tennessee, and thanked the man for firing me. Told him he could listen in on Saturday night and hear me on the Grand Ole Opry with Bill Monroe.
Martin joined Monroe as a guitarist and, most crucially, a harmony singer in 1949 when he was just 22. Martin eventually formed his own band, the Sunny Mountain Boys, and as band member Bill Emerson describes it, Martin's showmanship was nearly as important as his music.
Jimmy always wanted to have a show. You know, rather than just four dead guys up there like posts, the old style bluegrass thing where there's three or four guys standing around looking at each other, you know, and playing. That's not where it's at with Jimmy.
Martin proved to be the Artie Shaw, the James Brown of country music, hugely gifted but contrarian, willful, and authoritarian band leader. A diminutive man with a gift for the grand gesture, Martin, who's still kicking well into his 80s, long ago had his own tombstone erected in a Nashville cemetery. Singer Marty Stewart poses against it, commenting on the wit that it takes to extol your achievements prematurely. Jimmy Martin's greatest regret, the source of a bitterness that also fuels another work about him, Tom Piazza's terrific 1999 book, True Adventures with the King of Bluegrass, is that he has unaccountably never been asked to perform on the hallowed stage of the Grand Ole Opry.
Look here. It is what they say, and if I can't be on it and help the Grand Ole Opry and them pushing me around and making me look like I'm a nothing, just go right ahead. I am somebody, and I'm living good and doing anything I want to. I'd say I just don't care about the Grand Ole Opry. I love it, and I love what it's done with Hank Williams, Bill Monroe, and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, but they've treated me so bad that they could just take and go on down to the dogs if they don't come back up, tree coons and rabbit hunt with me. That's it.
The DVD also offers a short history of bluegrass and a good discography of Jimmy Martin's recordings, but the film itself is the treasure. Unlike most contemporary country stars who wouldn't know a shoofly pie from a cow pie, Martin is backwoods country to the core. He talks frankly about his botched marriage and his, quote, drinking problems. Watching him hunt or joke around with his hometown buddies is nearly as much fun as watching him make music. Nearly, I said. Director George Gale was both gifted and lucky enough to catch Martin while he's still able to turn a stage into a playing field for deft teamwork and home run musicianship. If he isn't the king of bluegrass, he's certainly a crown prince, with a hint of the jester and an air of wounded tragedy.
Easter,
I love country music and bluegrass music. And I feel it when I sing it. No matter where it's the Opry or anybody, they can't take that from me.
Yes, cry the lonesome car, but don't cry too.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new DVD, King of Bluegrass, The Life and Times of Jimmy Martin.